At some point, too, Homo ergaster, or Homo habilis, Homo erectus, tamed fire. One of the great innovations of prehistory. We do not exactly know when fire was first domesticated, but almost certainly I would have thought it was domesticated as a result of a brush fire started by a lightning strike or something like that. This new artifact was very important. It not only provided warmth, but it provided protection against predators. It also could be used to cook food, as well, on occasion, as serving as a weapon in game drives and so on. It was, whenever it was domesticated, a defining moment, because for the first time it allowed people to survive in far harsher environments where temperatures were extremely cold in the winter. It also allowed them to set fire to vegetation, to prey on animals fleeing from the flames. And it provided, as I said, this crucial protection. Quite when it was domesticated is a mystery. Some people, and I'm among them, suspect it was early as 1.8 million in Africa. There was some limited evidence for it. Others believe it happened much later, after a half a million years ago. In a way, with the huge timescales we're dealing with, it doesn't matter. What's important is that fire at some point entered the human armory. We don't know whether Homo erectus or ergaster was merely a scavenger, or whether humans were now hunting large animals in their own right. Most experts believe that at this point, people were now commonly hunting medium and smaller-sized antelope. For example, Louis Leakey himself demonstrated that it was possible for a human to run down a small antelope and wrestle it to the ground. A dangerous pastime, but it can be done. There's no question that that sort of hunting went on from the earliest times. The question was, when did they start tackling really big game? We don't know. About 2 million years ago, Africa's hominids were adjusting to cooler, drier conditions. This expanded the area of open savanna. Environments ideal for bipedal foragers who thrived at the expense of forest-loving primates. And it seems likely that the human population on Earth increased considerably. And then, somewhere between 700,000 years ago and 1.8 million years ago, the date is highly uncertain and very controversial, Homo erectus, the first humans to spread out of Africa, radiated into the wider world. They crossed a then much better watered Sahara, or travelled up the Nile Valley into Asia. Today, we look at the vast wastes of the Sahara, and we think immediately of Lawrence of Arabia and shimmering desert. In fact, the Sahara, as recently as 6,000 BC, was much better watered than it today, much of it covered with shallow lakes. I like to think of the Sahara as a giant pump. During periods when rainfall was slightly high, and I'm never talking about it being more than a semi-arid landscape, it would suck people in, who would prey on the game, which also entered the desert, living by permanent water supplies. And then as the desert would dry up, which it did many times, it would throw them out to the margins, as happened in 6000 BC, a critical factor in the emergence of ancient Egypt, for example. It's interesting that thousands of Acheulean hand axes have been found in the depths of the Sahara, many of them alongside long dried up lakes. Why did Homo erectus move out of Africa? The movement may have occurred as part of a large interchange of mammals between Africa and more temperate latitudes, which culminated about 700,000 years ago. And please remember, this wasn't necessarily a one-way movement. People may have moved back. There may have been constant gene exchange between Asia and Africa for a while. And indeed, a recent discovery of a Homo erectus fossil in Ethiopia, dating to 1 million years ago, suggests that this happened.